How y'all doing today? It's your man, E. Lincoln, from the Nets 100. I want to thank everybody who listening to me for coming in today, speaking on different subjects that concern black people and black men. Always remember, whenever you leave somebody, whenever you say goodbye to a black person, always end it with, blacks don't kill blacks. The reason why I keep saying this over and over is the brainwashing that's already in our neighborhoods, in our schools, on our TV screens. And if we don't come up with our own message to counteract the brainwashing with our own brainwashing, then at the end of the day, nothing will change. There should be no reason that we went from wearing suits and ties in the early 1900s to dresses and skinny jeans at the end of the 1900s and the beginning of the 20th century, the new millennium. The only thing you can really blame it on is the brainwashing that's being committed on the TV screens with our music artists. They're more concerned about their money than delivering a message and using their platform to enhance the life of black people that don't have a platform such as they have. If any of y'all pay attention to the news nowadays, Charlamagne the God was cleared. We can put our hands together for that. He was accused of something that he didn't do, and thank God for DNA, because if not, he'd be on his way to jail. So we can put our hands together for that. As usual, Trump didn't put his foot in his mouth. Nothing is going his way right now. But the way he's running his administration, I don't think anything that Mueller do will stop him, because the Republicans, old and young Republicans, have no sense of responsibility. They have no sense of truth. They have no sense of justice. They only have sense of power. And when you only have a sense of power, then you can help solve the matters at hand. And those matters only get out of hand. Nowadays, you can hear, if you're really paying attention, for the last over a decade now, really much more than a decade, you've been hearing wealthy people, including Bill Gates, say that there isn't it's too many people on this planet, and we need to get it down to under a billion. Well, if you got to remember that it's less than a billion white people on this planet, so if you're trying to get the population of the entire planet under a billion, what you're saying is that you just want white people to run the world. You don't want no other race. So we got to watch them wealthy people. That's why I keep pushing us getting our own businesses. The more businesses we have of ourselves, the more money we make, and the more we can invest into politics. The more we can invest into building our own school system. We can piggy bank off LeBron James, but make it better. Make it better being that we make it into a franchise, so that we have it in every black neighborhood across America, and we have it with the African curriculum on it. That way we learn more about us. Because if you have a school, no matter how good you want the school, but if your entire curriculum is the same as a public school system, then you're really not doing any justice to a black person at all. At all. You're really not. You're just training them in a way that's false. We're not equal. So when you go to school and they tell you we're equal and you should act like we're equal, you should think like we're equal, well, we're not equal. And right now, the only people in America that's thinking that way is black people. And the only people in America that's getting the brunt of all injustices is black people. So we have to think that maybe, just maybe, is something in the way we think. That's why when I have conversations with my young people, I tell them it's a way of thinking. You have always got to believe that. When your friends want to do something and you even feel a twist that it's not right, don't do it, because it's the way of thinking and your friends will respect you for that. If your friend's going in the bathroom to do a couple of lines of coke and you don't do coke, then you say, no, I'm not doing it. And trust me, your true friends will respect you for that. And in the future, they'll tell other people, no, he don't do that. Don't even ask him. He ain't going to do it. And then other people will stop and won't ask you to do it. But they'll respect you for it because you stand for something and you think a certain way. In the world we live in today, man, I don't, when it comes to black people, black men especially, I can't really speak on black women because they have their own thing going on. It's not the right thing because it's not their own organization, but something is working for them. The way it's going, if black men don't step up, white people, our competitors, I'm not going to call on white people anymore. From now on, the word I'm going to use for white people will be competitor, because I have to get you into the frame of mind, the way of thinking, that they're not white people. They're not slave masters. They are our competitors, and we have to compete. So at the rate it's going now, our competitors are convincing white women. Our competitors are convincing black women that black men should act a certain way so they can be accepted in our competitors' society. But you got to remember, slavery was never about the black man competing. It was always about the black man being socially acceptable. Think of it this way. If I own a factory and I let you come work for my factory, you come work for my factory and you work all your life, I pay you a decent salary. It ain't really enough for you to do nothing with, but survive and, go to the store. You might need to save up for a vacation if you do your money right. But it really ain't going to help you expand your wealth at all. But it's a pretty good living. So when your son or daughter graduate high school, you're going to get them a job where you work at. And then if my plant is still open when your grandkids graduate from high school, you're going to get them a job in my plant. And if I expand my business to own multiple businesses and let you know, you will get your kids to work at one of my other businesses. So what's the difference from what I just said in slavery? The only difference is I can't come into your house and rape your woman and beat you whenever I want to without getting in trouble. That's the only difference. Because I still got you, your black self, and your black children, your black grandchildren, your black great-great-grandchildren, enriching me and my plants, me and my paper. So basically, I got you enriching the plantation. I just expanded the plantation. But you still work for it. And you still convince your kids to come work for it. And you never convince any one of your kids to open up your own business and compete against that man. And then let's all work for you. And we can all compete against that man. You see what I'm saying? So when you think of integration, when you think of equality, always think about this. You're not equal if you can't own your own business. If you can't give a job to your own family, you can't really be equal. So that's why I push to open up your own business. And I'm still looking for a righteous foundation that will directly affect that, that will directly affect giving you money giving you a grant to open up your own business that you don't got to pay back. Because the banks are hell-bent on not really giving us any money to start a business with. They make it hard, so hard to open up a business and keep it going real hard. And all you do is end up in debt even more. Well, 1 month, you might not be able to make your payroll, so the bank will give you a little loan for that, 30, 40-day loan for that. Then how many times a year will you may have to go to the bank to get a pay loan? That's why I tell you I'm looking for something for us, a foundation that seeks to directly help minorities, directly help us. That's the whole key, to be directly affected. This week I didn't really see any extraordinary things in the news to talk about, and there's some things that went on over in Africa, and some things that went on over in the Mideast. But that really don't affect us here in America at the moment, because we can better affect the things that happen over there if we as black men and women get our stuff together over here. And that's really how that works. In the early 1900s, a guy named Marcus Garvey, I have his book, a book called Negro with a Hat. Marcus Garvey had the largest movement of the since slavery ended, of black people going back to Africa. But wealthy white people and wealthy black people fought against his movement and had the movement stop. They was all in it. They had they really broke his movement when they jailed him for I'm gonna say tax evasion. It was, you have to read it to really understand what it was. It was they had got some of his people who controlled the money to put money in different places that it didn't belong, and not pay this, not pay that. And the government did this. Now the government did all this, convinced, tore up his organization, and he wasn't paying too much attention to the finances, and he didn't really have trustful people to run his finance. You know what I'm saying? You can't have friends and untrustworthy family helping you run your business, because they're just gonna run it in the ground. They don't understand the future thought of a business. If you open up a business, you're looking to run that business and hand it down to your kids. And everybody don't think like that when it comes to working with you as a business. And a lot of black people they don't understand money because they never had it. So they only understand fake balling. See, fake balling is that's when you see the fake ballers taking pictures with money on Instagram. You see what I'm saying? You see them buying all the good clothes. You see the fake ballers got the same clothes you see on the videos. You see them walking around the neighborhood with it on, the hood with it on. You know what I'm saying? He a fake baller. But see, real ballers wear suits. Real ballers wear ties. Real ballers don't take money, don't take pictures with money. Real ballers own property, stocks, bonds, and businesses. That's what real ballers do. So you can be a real baller, you can be a fake baller. That's on you. Ball out. As Master P once said, ball till you fall. But then after you balled all your money and hit the ground, how you going to come back up, baby boy? It's a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking. Saying no, it took me a long time to learn the lessons of saying no. A long time, long time. Because I didn't understand saying no. I didn't understand it. I thought that was being harsh to tell somebody no when they ask you for something. You know what I'm saying? But I learned that it's not wrong to say no. You have to say no sometimes, because if not, people will just take everything from you. They'll just suck you dry. They start including you in with their budget. Oh, if I'm going to pay this and that, and if I can't pay this, I just ask such and such for it. You see what I'm saying? They'll put you in their budget because you always say yes. You never say no. And then you'll find yourself always in tight positions for that. You have to learn how to say no. It's okay to say no. That's why people get mad at me, because I know the word no, plus I read a lot, so I know who I am. So I have the ability to say no to things, you know what I'm saying, and explain to people why I'm telling them no. And I be good with it. I sleep like a baby at night. Some people you say yes to. You see what I'm saying? Because your real friends will accept the no and push on, find a different way of doing it, and still call you up and tell you I did it. And they be bragging about it to you. They be proud of themselves because you didn't help them, and they did it themselves, all because you told them no. And you become a better business manager when you learn the word no. You don't work around your schedule all the time just to please people. It may be some good opportunities for you to get up and get at. But if you ain't in that position, sometimes you have to say no if the risk is too great. You see what I'm saying? You're going to be late for something. Or if you take this gamble, you may not have money for 3, 4, 5 months. And in the course of that, you may get evicted. Then no, I'm not going to do that, man. I'm tight. If you know you got a friend I like to fight, like to get high, or like to get drunk and just do stupid stuff, why would you go with them? Just because it's fun? No, I can't do it no more, man. And I'm not going to lie, saying no divides your friends. It divides the friends that's about that paper, and it divides those friends that's about that fun. And most people that's about their paper ain't fun on a normal basis. They fun when they go to different spots. They plan their fun out. Your friends, they just have fun when the wind blow. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. And I'd rather have friends that plan stuff out because that teach me how to plan things out. It rises me up a level than to have friends that do anything every day, because your fun friends will have you drinking every day, have you smoking every day, just have you doing dumb stuff every day, and you never ever get to learn about finances. You never ever really get to spend good times with your kids. You never ever really get to establish credit and buy a house because you've had fun all your life. And now you're 40, 30, 40 years old and you're broke. You still live in check to check because you had fun all your life. You ignored the people who was telling you, come on, big dog, do this with me. Yeah, it's going to take long. It's going to be bored, but the profit is great. You see what I'm saying? The lifestyle is great when you learn how to live this lifestyle. This is a lifestyle you have to learn how to live, man. This isn't something you just wake up and you are overnight success. Nobody, I swear to God to you, nobody is an overnight success except descendants of wealthy people. Them the only overnight success. Them Kardashians wouldn't be shit if it wasn't for Ray J's dick. Overnight success. But that wasn't an overnight success either. They had to put it out there, and people had to watch it. Then they had to put the advertising, the marketing on it to make it into something. Then they had to get her into this, that, and the other. It was a making and plan. Everything they went through made it so Kylie can be a billionaire. She ain't did nothing to be a billionaire, but was born a Kardashian. That's it. So believe me, everything takes time. If you want to be wealthy, if you want to be successful, if you want to have be 6, 7 digits in the bank account, if you want to have things to pass to your kids, you have to understand the difference between drinking every day, smoking weed every day, snorting every day, popping pills every day. You got to know the difference between that and getting money. Because it's a difference. It's a hell of a difference. And I guarantee you, if you get high every day, if you drink every day, you will not be successful. The normal person, the normal black person will not be successful. In fact, in the world we live in today, you will end up losing and being homeless. You will have to live with somebody you don't want to live with just because you don't know where else to live with. You don't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be like that, man. You don't want to be like that. You want to be better than that. It's like I always tell my kids, man. In order to get to a place you want to be that you've never been to before, you have to do things you've never done before. I took a picture of that. I got a picture of myself and that quote hanging in my kitchen. I'm the god of my house. Every time they go in that kitchen, they see that picture. they see that picture, and they remember that. They understand that. You got to always have a picture of somebody that others want to be. If you can't find a picture of your God in black skin, that you accept, then put a picture of yourself, black man. Get a picture of yourself, a big 18x24 picture of yourself on the wall. You know what I'm saying? That's what I put on there. Have something with a quote that you read every day. It's like brainwashing yourself. Reading that quote every day. You're going to see it every day you go in the kitchen, every day you go and put in the main room with a TV, right next to the TV, above the TV, wherever, so that when people come in, they see that. They understand this is what he stands for. We got to always think about brainwashing ourselves to get to a higher place. Always. And if you got to put little things around the house so that you see every day to help keep you focused, then that's what you do. You put the little stickies up there, man. But you got to do something to get to the next level. You got to teach your little mans and your little girl that niggas don't kill niggas and the definition of a nigga. Nigga is a slang word for the root word niggas, which is a word from Ethiopian, the older one, which we know, people that really, black folks that really know, read, know that Ethiopian isn't the first black city on the planet. You know what I'm saying? But according to the Europeans, it is, but it's an Ethiopian word for the word nigga. I mean, for the word king, leader, CEO, president, whatever. So unless somebody call you an American nigga is a slave. But a regular nigga is just a king, a leader, a boss. It's over 2 billion. It's over 3 billion of us on this planet, man. Spread out on every continent around the world. Over 3 billion of us, man. It's more of us than it is of the Asians. They just don't want you to know that because it may give you a sense of pride upon yourself. They don't want you to know you've been on this planet for over 100 million years. They don't want you to know that because it may give you a sense of pride. And you say, well, Lincoln, how you figure we've been on this earth for 100 million years? For one, the only thing they dig up is things that's about us. That's it. You know, that's it, really. And artifacts and coal take over 100 million years. Coal takes over 100 million years to form. So if you're digging up coal and you find a bracelet in coal or a bowl, you know what I'm saying, a pair of shoes in coal, that's been there for over 100 million years, which means we've been here for over 100 million years. It gets deep. I might talk a little bit more about it next week in my introduction next week. I'm going to bail out for a minute and take some phone calls. So everybody that just chimed in, this is the Nets 100 on Blackout Radio. I'm E. Lincoln. I'm your host, as usual. Right now, if you're listening, hit the button and call in. Let's take some phone calls. I want to phone calls from everybody, from all around. Hey, Big Dog, do we have any callers that want to speak to me?
415-375. Yo, what's up, Eric? What's up, Blackout Radio? This old man from San Francisco calling in, supporting your show again. Another dope show.
How you doing today?
Man, you just keeping it real. That's the time it is, man. Yo, that's what time it is. You're keeping it real, man. That's what's up. You're keeping our people educated on educating on what's real, man. The reason why we don't progress is because we don't invest in each other, like you said. You know what I'm saying? We done forgot about Martin's dream. We go and spend money with everybody but our own people, like you said. you know what I'm saying, Ray J and Kardashians are making money because black folks go hang out, go make money with the Kardashians. You know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
The time of it. You know what I'm saying? So
and
you know
hey,
what I'm saying? You don't want me to say you sold out.
Kardashians getting more money than Ray J.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. The whole point is we ain't trying to disrespect Ray J and anything like that. We're just keeping it real. We spend our money. That's what I'm saying. We learn. They done taught us so well. You know what I'm saying? And here it is. And I think about Tommy Smith and John Carlos. You know what I'm saying? That stood up for black power, black unity, black empowerment, black power, you know what I'm saying, black nationalism, stood for something. And we black folks that play for the NFL is going to allow Jerry Jones and the NFL to tell us to stand toe to the line. You know what I'm saying? Stand up for the flag. Wait a minute. We got black coaches like Matt Tomlin and Hugh Jackson that came off the backs of black people like Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman and saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm insulted. You know what I'm saying? How dare they
right.
sit up there and don't say nothing? You know what I'm saying? How dare we got Stephen A. Smith talking, sitting up there, this house nigga sitting up there on national television telling black people we should be quiet. And it was black Martin Luther King that stood up and yelled loud and proud for us to be free at last. And I have a dream. And this fool is over here, got a $400 suit on, talking about we need to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? It's about money. How you got there, brother? We came from slavery on a boat. You understand? We came on a boat. We was shipped like cargo. We were sold like the livestock. You know what I'm saying? You know, divide
right.
and conquer. Raped and murdered, you know what I'm saying? Like you said last week about voting, how dare you not vote? People got hung on trees. Emmett Till got killed in a swamp. You understand? How you not going to vote? I don't understand. Martin Luther King got
Why?
Shot with a bullet, you know what I'm saying, on a balcony. Dick. How you talking? Malcolm X got shot in front of his kid. How you not? Tommy Smith and Don Carlos stood up and said, wait a minute. Hold on, I'm black first. How dare you gonna sit up there and let Jerry Jones and the NFL tell you to stole to the and we got black folks stand up and say, okay, it's about the money. I'm gonna get my money first, get my jewels first, get my house first. Instead, how you got your jewels? How you got your house?
Exactly.
How you got your
no,
house
you
and people in sacrifice, got raped, got murdered? How dare you stand up there and say that? Tell Willie Mays that. Tell Hank Aaron that. Tell the widow of Jackie Robinson to stand toe to the line and stand for the American flag. Tell them that. Tell Willie Mays that. Tell Hank Aaron that. Tell them that. I bet you ain't going to tell them that. I bet Jerry Jones and NFL ain't going. I bet you Stephen A. Smith ain't going to tell that to. Wait a minute, ain't going to tell that to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Wait a minute. Wait.
Now, hold on, big dog. Chill out. Check it out. Now, let's get to the beginning of it. This wasn't a problem until the NFL started taking contracts from the military. See, in 1999, the NFL took a contract from the military. To advertise the military doing football games, and ever since then, standing up for the anthem has been an issue because because now the NFL is going alongside with the military. So if you in the NFL, you just automatically have to respect the military. If you this, you got to do that. So it's really about the contract they have with the military. It really has nothing to do with the feelings or the owners or nothing. It's about the contract the military has with the NFL that's forcing them to force the players to not take a knee. Because taking a knee ain't nothing new when it comes to sports. They've been doing that way back since the Olympics in the 50s and 60s. Remember,
stood up there
about his award when it's fist up. Hitler praised him. Hitler praised me, you know, patting him on the back. He came back to America, couldn't get a job. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, I was in the military, and there's a lot of people in the military feel the way I do, and it's black, and they feel we all, there's people that's white and black that feel like we have the right to say what we want, so it's not the military. The military ain't got nothing to do with it. I've been in the military, and we still feel the same way.
I'm not saying the Pentagon has a contract with the NFL. That's what I'm saying.
It don't matter.
I'm agreeing with you. There's plenty of military people out there telling me the same thing you said, man. A lot of them told me that they went to the military just for people to be able to stand up for things like this.
I'm still saying I don't care. We still make excuses. I'm saying we still make excuses to this day. John Carlos stood up and said, wait a minute, we had enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Jackie Robinson said enough is enough. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Martin Luther King says enough is enough. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years in prison. He never made no excuses. He never put up no barriers. He spent 27 years in jail. You know what I'm saying? We just stand around wanting to make excuses. I'm outraged. I'm angry because we sit up here and look, and let me tell you something. We made a difference because we stood up and marched and we died together. We got raped together. We got murdered together. And we just sit up here and want to put up barriers and all. We got to get along. We got to keep our head up. We got to watch this. We got to pray, man. We prayed, but we took action too. And that's what I'm saying. We can't attack too much and want to blame everybody else.
We got to do it again. We got to do it.
We don't hate on each other without thinking about the consequences. We thought that we hate on each other and want to blame somebody else. We hate on each other. We don't even want to support each other.
Hey, I love to talk to you all day, but I got another caller online.
All right, brother.
Give a shout out to some people, man. Let them know who you are.
I'm from San Francisco, California. I love Black Eye Radio. I support Black Eye Radio. I'm on IG. I'm on Reverb Nation. I got a TV show that comes on every two weeks. Talk Aloud to Black. They saying on TV. This next show is August 10th. You know what I'm saying? So just support the show, and I support Black Eye Radio. I love you, man. I love you for keeping it real and keeping hope alive and what's up. I'm going to continue to support Next 100 and Black Eye Radio's RMF, and I'll talk to y'all soon. And keep hope
Thanks,
alive,
man.
That's what's up.
Hey, did you
love y'all, man.
Did you go to my page, the Next 100? Like it and follow it so I can follow you?
Yeah, I follow you. I follow you all the time. All right,
bet. All right, make sure you post your page. Post your page on my page too, so that my listeners,
that.
My people can get to you, and my people become your people.
All right, right on, brother.
All right, and that's what you got.
Peace.
What's up, man? Do I got another line caller?
413-7.
I like that
7-7.
Guy, man. Go ahead. Hello.
413-727.
Hey, family. This is Ann Jules in the house. What's
up? How you doing, Ann Jules?
I'm all right. I'm so glad to be here. I'm loving the show. Shout out to Blackout Radio, and shout out to you, E. Lincoln, on your next 100 right here. You know what's up. I'm digging what you're saying. I really like the radio show today. And I'm loving what you're saying. And you know what? I had pasties all over my house. Little reminders. You know, and I even go as far as, like, even little notes of gratitude, you know. A fridge to keep my food, you know, cold. And a stove to cook my food, you know. And electricity, you know. I'm crazy like that. But, you know, it all helps. All these little reminders for goals and gratitude, and it just keeps it all flowing, you know? You're right.
Right.
You're right. You are so right. And I love the fact that you're empowering people, you know, your listeners, and I love that. So, I love y'all, and I support you, and I'm so grateful to do this tonight and be here on the show. So thank you for the opportunity.
No problem, not a problem. Thanks for always calling and looking out and always sharing what I send you. That's love right there, man. That's love.
Ah,
having a lot
definitely.
Of people out there, all of us thinking on the same tune. That's love
right
there. And I like
thank
that.
You.
I like that.
Yes,
how your
definitely.
Week go?
I've been really, really busy. I've been busking. I've been performing. I've been out selling CDs. I'm working on our logo again. We're going to reboot it. I've just been really busy, you know, getting ready for this weekend. We're going to go see Harlem 6 up in Hampton Beach. That'll be like a nice little, you know, something fun to do when we're grinding. But, yeah, shout out to Ja Earthling Jay of Ageless Angels. He and I have our own band, and we're making moves with Rob the Noise Temple of Sugar Hill Gang, who's writing our next track. He's the one who wrote this music that we're working on. But yeah, shout out to MK Jones. Shout out to Carlos Polito, 810 Johnson. I know he's probably listening if he's not, called in already. Yeah, I'm so grateful. Shout out to all the callers and all the listeners. There's so many people that I know I'm not, you know, saying thanks to. I love to promote.
Don't worry
and
about
give,
it. You're gonna be performing,
you know, but,
soon.
Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful to show my support, and I will continue to call in, brother.
I'm glad for that. Make sure people know where your next performance is gonna be.
Most definitely. Well, we're working on that right now. But we are, you know, we do all kinds of busking. We do live shows. We were even getting DJs to karaoke, do the TV tracks so we can perform our own tracks now when we do karaoke. We're done with, like, I mean, it's cool to do covers and everything. We do covers as well. But, you know, it's fun to sing your own tracks, and that's what we're doing. We're building a brand, Ageless Angels, and getting our music out there. And it's a lot of fun getting out on the street and talking to people and just reaching out to everybody. So I love it. You know, I love what I do. We both love what we do and do what we love, and we're very grateful to all our supporters. And you can check us out on we are all over the place. We're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter at Angel Sings. It's under Ageless Angels. And then we also have our face page, Ageless Angels Music. Yeah, we're making moves, working on our – we do have a website, but it's you know, something that's in the works. So, you know, we've just been really busy working on our goals and waking up every day trying to get us closer to our goals and to the reality of making them come true. So that's where we're at right now. Shout out to Curtis Blow and the Universal Hip Hop Museum and Radio. I'm so grateful that he's a family member. He calls me family, and he's doing great things for hip hop, which I really love. But shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. You know that I represent for them, the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the elderly, and the poor. Me and Leroy Moore and Keith Jones and Rob the Noise Temple, and now OG Mac Drama is kind of a part of it too. So shout out to OG Mac Drama. I've got my own radio show with him, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and Angels, Top Star Hip Hop Radio every Thursday. So I'm busy with that. That'll be tomorrow night. But yeah, I got lots going on. But yes, you guys, I support you, and you know, keep sending your stuff over, and you know, definitely spreading the word out. And I support the black movement, all, you know, all Black Lives Matter. The majority of black people that are disabled, they actually say that most of the people that are disabled that are, and I stand up against that about, you know, the discrimination against disabled people as well, but 99.9 of the people that are shot are usually disabled. They're either black disabled men that are told to stop and they can't hear, and the cops just, you know, stop and they don't hear them because they can't hear, and you know, they reach for their cell phone or they reach for whatever they have in their pocket, and now they're dead. And that's why I joined the Crip Hop Nation, because people like the president and Drake and Hy-C were making fun of disabled people. And I mean, you're just an ignoramus if you're making fun of people like that, because I have friends that are in wheelchairs that dove into a lake and came up like that, disabled, you know, and you can't take anything for granted, especially those things. And because life is so short and so precious, and so I give thanks for all my faculties and everything that I got, the eyes, ears, mouth to breathe, you know, everything. So it goes down to that kind of simple life, simplicity. And once you give thanks for all that you've got, then you get more, and then you can reach those goals. But you're right. I empower you by saying I support you, and I support what you're saying, and I appreciate what you do. So keep shining, keep doing it.
Okay, and you have to step out. So we definitely appreciate calling in.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I got you, Black Tear. And thank you for your support.
All right, you take care.
All right, you too. Peace.
All right, y'all, you have to step away for a second, so we're going to play a track, and then he will be back.
If I never took a drink,
uh-huh.
Should I really care what you people think? Is this really the path God put me on? I have I deviated from the path since I was born? Have the weed, smoke, or the drink changed my way of thinking? The whores, the block, cops, fouling, and sinking. Is God mad at me? Do we still walk with eye? He knows I'm not perfect, but every day I try. And to the spotlight, I was thrusted, so I be running with the helicopter lights on me. Would my life be better off if I never smoke weed? Would I want for anything? Would I have all my needs? I try to write happy, but it's none in my life. I write about my wrongs, I ain't did shit right. If there's any regrets, I couldn't talk about any. And I still carry at least a 1,020. Lincoln, baby.
Yeah, see, we called it the gun line, you know what I'm saying? It was only 10 of us on the block. Too many people on the block, you had the police, so we got 10, you know what I'm saying? And we all had some guns. And the thing was, you come on the block with that bullshit.
You back. You ready to take another caller?
Hello? Well, yeah, give me another caller. Hey, did that number ever pop up?
Huh?
Did my man number ever pop up, that number I sent you?
No, sir.
All right.
718-991.
I got you.
Yo, what's good? Well, how y'all doing tonight, 100? Sean Felder, SX Energy Drinks for the Boogie Down Bronx. How y'all doing tonight, man?
How you doing, big guy?
Lot going on, man. Just came from Atlanta for Bronx Day Atlanta. If y'all don't know what Bronx Day Atlanta is in Atlanta, Georgia, I need to check it out. Shout out to the people down there, the old school. Had an all-white party. They had a big party at a park in Atlanta. Called Peterson Park. Brucey B tore it up. Shout out to Brucey B and the old school DJs. Also shout out to Fox Trap Radio. Did an interview with them Friday. Talk about the SX movement. May do a part two down there during Super Bowl week. I want to shout out Bronx Day Atlanta. Check out the photos on Facebook. All the parties was down there. It was just crazy.
Cool. I'm glad you I'm getting in, big guy.
Yeah, doing great, man. You know, I'm getting ready into do some photo shoots with some people. I'm looking at my site. Shout out Goodfellas, Tommy Guns, well-known in the entertainment industry. He interviewed me about SX Energy Drinks. Check it out, Goodfellas TV. I've been named the Industry Hustler of the Month. Interview Industry Hustler of the Month, Sean Felder of SX Energy Drinks. Shout out to Tommy Guns to tell you about how I started out with the SX and everything, the models and the whole nine yards. So shout out Goodfellas TV. Also, shout out to my peoples on social media, you know, they all supported me with the SX drink, people from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Felder Sean 494, and YouTube, Sean Felder, SX Promotions. Just had an 8-year anniversary. My first YouTube video with Kizzy Cox, over 21,000 viewers since July 10th, 2010. The name of the video is called Sean Felder Essex Energy Drink Interview by Kizzy Cox on Catch the Vibe. 8-year anniversary, my first ever Essex video. It was done at Amy Roos in Harlem. So that's a long way during those 8 years. You know what I mean?
That's a long way. You've been putting your grind in, man. I like
Yeah. And also with you guys, y'all talk about the political thing. Yeah, shout out to Harlem Week, you know, Celebration of Black Culture. We started that out Sunday at Grant's Tomb in Harlem. Shout out to all the black vendors. Shout out to all the black people that showed out, show love for each other. Shout out Grant's Tomb, Harlem Week. A long celebration of the history of black culture in Harlem. So that's going to be a big celebration during the whole month. A lot of events going on. Y'all can go to www.harlemweek2018.com. Talk about all the history events of Harlem. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I'm glad you put that out there, man.
Yeah. And it's also important to the youth, too, man. You know, they got to know the culture of Harlem. Despite the gentrification, we had owned Harlem black folks. It's important to know the history of how things went in Harlem. You know, Malcolm X walking around 25th Street, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, the history of Apollo. You know, the Auburn Ballroom where he was assassinated, you know what I mean? The old Lenox Lounge before it was gentrification, you know what I mean? We were in that era.
They gentrifying everything black to get rid of it.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
to get
rid
of
and
it,
it's
a
sad,
our history in the 19th century.
Yeah. And it's real sad, man. Those historic black culture figures you just mentioned is gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Switch, gone. But
really
also, like I said,
nobody really picking it up like they did it.
Yeah. But, you know, we just got to hold on to our culture and Harlem, whatever we got left. So, you know, hope y'all tell all the listeners, come on down to Harlem for Harlem Week, man. We got so much going on. You know what I mean? So much going on.
Yes, sir.
And also, I got this little lawsuit. I'm suing the USTA, the U.S. Open Tennis, on racial discrimination. Y'all can go to Google, Felder versus United States Tennis Association, tells you how my case is going about. I see a settlement coming. It's a long story, my man, but I'll talk about it in the future. Felder versus United States Tennis Association. I filed the lawsuit last July 17, 2017. The judge's name is Ed Ramos. He's assigned to the case, so I'm doing a little my New York legal assistance. They've been of tremendous help. So that's another thing. Any minority who cannot afford a lawyer in the New York City area, please contact New York City Legal Assistance. They will help you. Trust me. They will try to find ways to help
City
you with
legal
your case.
Assistance.
New York City Legal Assistance.
They will help you. Hey,
they
big
will
guy,
help
you. Can, man. Check
that's
out my
right.
Home. My Facebook page, the Nets 100, and put all that information on there.
I sure
post
will,
all
man.
That on
I sure
there,
will,
man.
I sure will.
Post
because
it all
a lot
on
of
there, so, because
yes,
my page is mostly just full of black people. So when you post it, they get all that information.
I will definitely do that, my man, because it's very important because a lot of us can't afford a lawyer these days. You know, I don't know what case you got. Could have a housing court. You could have a divorce court, employment discrimination, and these people will help you. Trust me, they'll find ways to help you against the system. You know how the system is taught us blacks right now, you know what I mean?
I know. Right now, they trying to – I know when I was coming up, they had way more information they gave you than nowadays. Nowadays, it's like secret.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We doing something to you, but we don't want you to know how to help yourself out of it. And if you
there
don't
you
know,
go.
If don't nobody in your family know, then can't nobody help nobody. It's like a donkey with two heads just going around in a circle.
Yeah. And I tell you what, man, and like I said, I don't know what anybody can go through a discrimination situation. You can't be afraid to speak out, man. I did an interview with my girl, Tiffany Gladden. Check that out. Know Your Enemy. It talks to me about how I'm about to go after the USTA on discrimination. Check that out on Know Your Enemy, Tiffany Gladden, Sean Felder with the USTA lawsuit. It's a very interesting interview, you know what I mean?
Right. Y'all check out Know Your Enemy. Y'all make sure y'all go out and check that out.
Yeah, Timothy Gladden interviewed Sean Felder about the USTA lawsuit. It's very important to listen to that show and people talk about how you can fight and win job discrimination. Very important, man.
All right. Y'all look, check it out with Timothy Gladden, right?
Yeah, Tiffany Gladden, G-L-A-D-D-E-N.
Tiffany
Gladden. She's on Facebook, the cute BBW friend. That's the host of the show, Know Your Enemy.
All right, he's going to put all this information on my page. So if any of y'all didn't get that, didn't write that down, he's going to put it on my page, and then it's going to be a replay of this episode on the Nets 100 on YouTube. Everything
right.
is the Nets 100. So if
that's
you ever
right.
want to get
right.
in touch with me, just type in the Nets 100.
That's right. And also, anybody want to call SX Energy Drinks, call 1-800-235-6500 if you want a 12-case. Mention distributor Sean Felder. Please, you must use your debit or credit card. Debit and credit card only for the 12-case, guys. Costs about $29.30. Again, the number, 1-800-235-6500. Check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotions. My best videos of Essex Energy Drinks with models, upcoming rappers, myself, and my website, www.ampupyourlifestyleblogspot.com. Again, website,
and everything
www.
He just said will be on my page because I know
that's
a lot
right.
of y'all are like, SSS, I want to be a part of it. But he talk real fast.
True.
He going to put it
that's
on my
right.
page.
Yeah,
he going
right.
to put it on my page because
I
want to check it out too.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right, man. So thank you again, man. Also, again, like
no
I said,
problem.
Harlem Week, guys. Check it out. Y'all have a good night, man.
Hey, tell him your name again, man.
Sean Felder, SX Energy Drink Distributor. Check me out on Google. Just Google me.
Got you. Thanks for calling.
You got it, man. Have a good night.
You too. That's what I'm saying right there. Now, that's love. That's what this show is all about, man. I may say what I'm going to discuss at the beginning of the hour. We can discuss it all hour. You could do what he just did. Just come up, talk about the issue, promote what you're promoting. Put it on my Facebook page. I should have a .com address for you by the next show of next week. That way you can just go straight to my .com address and get all the information I got for y'all. I have a lot of information for y'all, a lot of different places for y'all. I got spots where you can go get an online education quick and easy for a little or nothing. I got people that went to school for 8 years selling you information that they learned through 8 years for a little or nothing. A little or nothing. I done took the classes myself. Trust me on this. I'm going to have everything for you by next week on my website. Do we have another caller? This is Blackout Radio. This is the Nets 100. I'm your host, Lincoln. Do we have another caller?
No hands up right now.
All right. So, at the end of the day, people, this is all about us. It's all about black folks, man. That's it. If you got something to speak about, if you got something you want to advertise, the lines are open. You can come on and call in right now. This is our time. This is our time to talk about us and how to get things. We have to teach each other how to work together. Cause we forgot about that. It seems like we don't know how to do that anymore. Cause if we did, we wouldn't be having this conversation. This is all about black men helping black men. The more the foundation, the more the movement come in financially, the more you'll see the commercials and the billboards I'm gonna start putting up. Everything aimed at nothing but brainwashing the black man back into knowing who he are, who we are. We are kings of kings. We are men of men. It's no wonder why the universe is dark and deep like us. Because the universe was given
another handle.
Was it together? The universe was given us. I got another caller. Who I'm talking to?
248-5008.
What's up, 248? How you doing today? Where are you calling from?
What's going on, Eric? What's going on, Eric?
I'm
calling from right. Southfield, Michigan.
How you doing
yes,
up in Southfield, Michigan?
Not too bad. Just trying to
cool.
learn as much as I can, share as much as
all
I can.
I feel you on
I know that.
That's all
just,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Brother just mentioned something about, know your enemy. And I think that's really important. But also important, we got to also know who we are. And that's the problem with a lot of us. We don't really know.
Exactly.
And so I think the more research we do, I think it would help us even more. Because 20, 30 years, we are thinking that we share, learn as much as we can, and share as much as we can to the next generation.
Right. We're supposed to share the information openly and freely just because of that, so we can always have it. But nowadays, it seems like people trying to hide the information. The older generation, sometimes they just don't want to talk.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is quite confusing. But I think we have access to different engines to get this information more so than some of our previous generation. So I think we should take that opportunity, keep pounding it. And
you're correct about that.
A lot of things I can say, I'll probably share it to the next time I take some notes because I don't have myself. I'm not prepared at this time.
Right.
I like what you're doing, brother. The show was pretty exciting. I had a chance to listen to most for the last 45 minutes, and I liked it. I'm kind of like I'm
calling, huh?
I'm new to it. Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to look forward to the next time, and maybe I can have something to share that can open some
and
eyes.
If you want to just have a half an hour conversation with me on one of my shows, just inbox me, and we'll get together, get the time in the week for you to do that. Then I'll just chat with you for a half an hour.
Okay, it sounds good. We'll try that one of these days.
We'll try that. We'll get a subject we're going to speak about, and we do our research, and we hit it. Answer questions and everything. I make sure we're all good with that.
Sounds good to me, brother. I look forward to that.
Thanks for calling. You want to get a shout-out to anybody?
At this point, I get a shout-out to you, man, for doing a fine job and sharing a lot of information and keeping even me inspired. Sometimes I get frustrated with some of the information that I see on the social media, but, you know.
That's what made me start the show, man, because I was frustrated that wasn't nobody talking to black men. And I know, you know, I know we can't just be, we ain't doing well, so why is everybody shutting us out? Somebody had to talk to us, so I figure if ain't nobody going to do it, it got to be a black man to do it.
Yeah, we got to get to some of these agents and show them the benefits of being supporting their own.
Exactly.
Somebody who takes the money. And turn it back. We got to deal with that sooner or later.
Hey, Black Lives Matter got 100 million. Now, we ain't heard nothing from them when it comes to black men no more.
Hey, that's a good question. That's something else we need to talk about. Yes, absolutely. And one of the things is, I know a lot of people searching their historical background, and a lot of times we get caught between the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
So sometimes we need to check here, where we are right now. First.
Exactly. Hello?
America.
You're going in and out. You might want to find a good spot.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think I'm not in a good zone for this tower, apparently. So I'll be in a good location the next time we chat. Hopefully you can hear me clearly and I won't have this in and out here.
Yeah, we might just chat about what you just talked about. Because it's I know a lot of things about that right there. It's wrong as hell.
It's deep, brother. It would make you cry. It's so deep.
That's what I know. I got books on it, man. I try not to get in it with people that don't understand it. But if you're talking to somebody what you read and understand it, it's a hell of a conversation.
Yeah, you don't want to go 4,000 miles looking for great-great-great-grandma. And
she might have been in Canada. She might have been in Canada or South America somewhere. They just took her to South America and took her to Canada. It's a trip, man. It's a trip. Numbers is
Hawaii, yes, Hawaii, the Pacific Islands, Italy.
I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, they did Hawaii Bowl. Oh, my God, they did Hawaii Bowl, man. It's deep. It's deep, man.
I know. It is.
We're going to have to talk about that.
It's so much.
It's right.
We'll hook up. I'm sure we will. We have to.
For sure on that. Thanks for calling.
All right, brother. I appreciate
all right, don't
you
forget
too.
To like my page on Facebook, The Nest 100, and post whatever you want to post on there.
I got it. Sure enough, I'll do it sometime this evening.
All right. Have a nice day.
All right. Take care, Brother Eric.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, people. This will be the end of my show for today. Next week, we're going to go for 90 minutes. Next week, we're going to do the extra 30 minutes. But until then, always remember, niggas don't kill niggas. Always read about yourself, especially that book from Willie Lynch, How to Make a Negro a Slave. Buy that so you can learn the blueprint. And until then, y'all stay up. I love you, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.